What a day. This is Lou. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio, and I am Lou. This is a summer show we've got at the moment, which might explain why my mic is so loud, and also why, even though I've been prepping all weekend, I still am not ready for the show. So I'm just going to play a little bit of, let's say, some Golden Rod Quantock while I queue up the next track. Unless, of course, maybe we should take advantage of the fact that we have a Pixies CD in at the moment. So let's just sneak one more in. This is Bone Machine by the Pixies. Thank you, Pixies. That was very good. I really needed that hand just setting up for the show. Let's move on to the Throwing Muses, not too soon.
Walking away, it's not too soon, it's not too soon. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM on digital and online. 3CR Radical Radio.
And that was The Breeders with Safari. And today we're going to be listening to a whole host of bands from Boston, particularly from the 90s. And so, as you've already heard, we've been playing the Breeders and the Pixies. So it's going to be a really good kind of intro into the scene. My name's Lou. You're listening to She Oscillates. This is our summer program. This is my second year round, so it's nice to be back on the air. And we're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 on your AM dial or 3cr.org.au online. You can always listen to the show anytime you want. All of our shows are like online for you to listen to and go back to. Even if they don't have a podcast, you just go to 3cr.org.au and you can actually go back and find the tracks that Joe played on Music Matters 3 Fridays ago and follow up what tracks you want to go and buy if you're a bit like me and a bit of a music nerd. Thank you so much to Jazz on Saturday for their amazing show. I love their Happy New Year! My dad used to play that that sample all the time, but I didn't know who it was. So thank you to Jazz on Saturday for educating me as always. And as I mentioned earlier, today I'm going to share with you my passion for Boston's 90s music scene, the indie music scene. I tend to have a bit of a pop take on things, so it's like, you know, indie rather than heavy rock. So we won't be hearing any of the mighty, mighty Boston's, I'm sorry to say. But we will be hearing a lot of the Pixies, Breeders, we just heard Belly, Throwing Muses, and a lot of the little bands underneath in the local scene in Boston that just couldn't quite get enough air to succeed to the level of bands like the Pixies. Like, can you imagine playing in the same town as these huge bands? There were so many great bands. Like, the opening acts were incredible. And so I want to reveal a little bit of that to you today. We only have 90 minutes. We'll be going until 7 o'clock. But I really do hope you enjoy the show. We opened up with Allison from the Pixies. I am a big fan of that particular song. Mostly because if you change the chorus from Allison to Valium, then it works perfectly. The meaning doesn't change for the whole song. It's just a joke. We don't endorse drug use here at 3CR. But I've always found that funny to go around singing in the car and people are like, that's not the lyrics, you know. After that, we did hear a little bit of Bone Machine because I was panicking because I got here 10 minutes before my show started. And I swear, you know, it's always the computers. Isn't it always the computers? Thank goodness most of today's show is on physical CDs, as you might hear me as I'm opening and closing jewel cases and CD players. And I've even got some vinyl. Not too much today. We don't want to set the curve too high. So after we heard Allison, we heard Bone Machine, which is a much older track from the Pixies. And then we went into, I think I played, Throwing Muses, Not Too Soon. Throwing Muses is maybe a lesser known band and they did originate from Rhode Island. But they especially, The Real Ramona is a fantastic album. And of the two sisters, Kristen Hirsch and Tanya Donnelly, I'll be playing quite a bit of Tanya Donnelly today. Her stuff never really got the same level of attention outside of Boston, but her music is incredible. She's one of my favorite artists, and that would be why I focus a lot on the Boston scene. I did get to see Belly, Tanya's solo band, play at... I think it was some hall at Monash University for an all-ages gig because I wasn't quite old enough to get in. And we heard Sad Dress from Belly's EP Star, album Star, which I'll talk about a bit in a moment. And then after that, of course, we followed up with the Breeders' Safari, which is rockin'. And so Tanya Donnelly is actually from both Throwing Muses and the Breeders. And she was meant to write the next Breeders album. After Pod came out and Kim Deal from the Pixies, she's like, okay, Tanya, I love your stuff. You write the next album. And so Tanya did, but Kim kind of couldn't get off tour from the Pixies. And so Tanya had this incredible album she'd written and like she couldn't put it out because Kim wouldn't come home to record it. And everyone said, no, just record, you know, put it out yourself. It's so good, right? You have to. And so she did. And that is the Belly Star album I was talking to you about. I'm actually going to play, I think, another track from that one. Let's see. Yeah, I want to play for you. I think it's track one. Gosh, I hope it's track one. My eyesight's so bad now. I can barely see anything. Oh, look, it's track three. I should have brought my reading glasses. We're getting to that age. We're going from when I was sneaking into gigs underage to now I'm trying to read the back of CD liner notes with my without any reading glasses, and it's clearly a disaster. We're going to play another track off this album from Belly. It's called Star, and basically what you're listening to is the secret Breeders album that nobody knows about. It is a stunning record, but let's do less talking and more listening. This is Dusted from Belly.
And green gets you out. Green is sliding. Like to set me on fire, like to burn. Like to set me on fire, like to burn. But I'll always get out. I'm not afraid. I'll always get it out. I've got it made.
Trans Family is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Trans Family runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to Trans Family are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. Trans Family is a 3CR supporter.
We are family. Get up, everybody.
Welcome back, and you're listening to 3CR today. I'm Lou, and you're listening to She Oscillates, and I try to lean slightly to the femme, non-binary, and female music artists and dig out some interesting and unusual tracks that we don't really hear so much on radio these days. We just heard a track from a band called Fuzzy. They're definitely one of the more underground bands that didn't really break big like Breeders and Pixies and so on. Fantastic band. They said that they wanted to start a band and make songs that you could hum to. And they didn't even know how to play guitar. They just, well, one of them did and the other one didn't. And they just went for it. And it's still one of my favorite albums to this day. I'm so glad that they did it. The band was fronted by Chris Toppin and Hilken Mancini. And Hilken would be known, she's actually the person that started up Girls Rock Camp, or it's now known as Let's Rock, which has become an international event in major cities all around the world where girls can and non-binary people can come and learn how to play guitar and learn how to book gigs and learn how to play in time with a band and all those little things that are so hard to figure out unless you've got friends. And there just aren't so many women in the industry. So that is the gap that Girls Rock was created to sort of bridge the divide for. And so Hilken's quite a figure in the Boston music scene and has really impacted us all over the world. So we heard from their debut album, self-titled, we heard their opening track, Flashlight, which even got an MTV video, as was the thing in the 90s. Yeah, they just had these amazing songs. I got to see them live, but I didn't get to see them in Australia. I had to go all the way over to the States. And I'm going to play a few more tracks from, I'll play one more from Fuzzy. This is definitely my favourite. It's a bit more chill. And one other band that played alongside Fuzzy at TT the Bears.
All I ever needed was a change, but everything 3CR, here to stay.
Taking out!
such a great chill, laid back song, perfect for summer. That was the Dirt Merchants, a little band out of Boston from the 90s. That was off their 1996 album, Scarified. We heard a couple of tracks off it. We heard the title track, and we also heard the much shorter and much more aggressive Bullfight. I did get to see them live at TT the Bears, which is a venue in Cambridge, Boston, very famous. And they reminded me so much of Magic Dirt, by coincidence, Dirt Merchants, Magic Dirt. I was watching a lot of Magic Dirt at the time in the Punners Club and all those other venues, and just the wild, crazy guitars. I apologize if you're having trouble with the audio. I'm hoping it's coming across okay over the air. We are having a little problem with CD2, and one of the channels, like the left or the right channel, is just fading in and out a little bit, so trying to control the volume as we go. I guess that happens when your CD player is probably older than your children. We're going to move on now to... Oh, and we also heard Lemon Rind from Fuzzy, and we opened up... that's it. We heard Fuzzy before that. They have a couple of links to the Lemonheads. Their drummer was Dave Ryan of the Lemonheads, and that second track I played was off their debut EP, which came out on Half a Cow Records, which is a Sydney label here in Australia. And Nick that was his label. He put the record out. He was the bass player of the Lemonheads at the time, so... I think it gets a bit like that with music scenes, right? It gets a little bit incestuous. So it's just interesting to see an Australian link to Boston as well on top of all of it. We're going to move on now to a band that actually did manage to tour to Australia at least once, the Dam Builders. And so you'll hear violin on this track, which was really unusual. You wouldn't hear violin on any rock album straight up in the 90s. And I mean, even today, it's pretty unusual. And the violinist is actually better known as Joan the Policewoman. She had a pretty big solo career later on, but this was her little band earlier on. She was just one of five band members. They were pretty amazing. Their lead guitarist, Eric Masanaga, is actually well known for being... he still does a lot of engineering and playing for other bands in the scene. Very talented. And so we're going to listen to a track off their Encendidor album, which was 1994. This is a piece of perfect pop rock, if ever I heard one. This track's called Shrine. No, it's not that track, Louisa. You have to actually choose the track number. This is what technology is like, you see. So we'll just go to track 8 and Shrine.
She doesn't speak much English,
3CR, here to stay.
Yeah. You're listening to summer programming on 3CR. To check out our summer grid, go to 3cr.org.au/summer specials.
All right.
This prayer we be laughing to her grave with a handful of bones and a hibiscus bouquet. When you saw him the last time, was your head full of bells? Were you dancing softly? Was your mouth full of spells? Tell him that you threw your oars overboard under the water. Tell him you won't work in the galley under the water. He came from a boat on the river with skulls on its sails, full of pirates with gold ears and glass eyes. You thought they would take you on the water, and they'd make you walk the plank, and they'd sell you for a mermaid's daughter. Tell them that you threw your oars overboard under the water. Tell me you won't work in the galley anymore. It's under the water. When the land is clear and the air is dark, she'll put jewels in her boots and wade to the shore. She won't be back. She won't be back. And your silver and your rubies she'll bury in the ground, and they'll grow into roots and they'll grow into trees. With her own power, with her own hands, she will live off the land there.
How's that? That's a little rare thing I dug up for the show. That was Mary Timoney, one of her demo cassettes. It's got about five or six tracks on it, and that was Pirate Girl. Mary Timoney actually comes from Washington, D.C., and she's been in White Flag. Was it White Flag? I don't remember what they were called, but quite a few different bands. But her main gig in the 90s was Helium. And they played a lot in Boston. And you must be wondering, like, why Boston? What's the deal? I guess with the 90s, it was all about Seattle, which was West Coast. But on the East Coast, you know, all these different artists from surrounding states kind of, you know, headed towards the Mecca, which at the time musically was Boston. It had, and I think mostly because of the Pixies, and then the Lemonheads took off, and, you know, just so many bands were coming from there. They had so many great record labels like Tang Records, and so, yeah, we got people like Mary Timoney moving up there and setting up camp. We started out with a couple of tracks from her 1995 album, Dirt of Luck, the Helium album. We played Super Bowl, which was, again, another of those MTV music videos. And then Pat's Trick, which is the opening track off that album. I love the way she gets a little bit of dissonance going on. It's sort of like it all sounds fine, and then it goes really wonky, and you're like, okay, where are we going? And I think that she's always kind of done that throughout her music. She's an incredible guitarist as well as singer. And then we played a weird little track off her Silver Strings EP, 1997, that came out on Matador. Actually, so did her album. So Matador Records was another big 90s label. And we played the track 13 Bees, which is a weird little medieval ditty that I just found it today. And I'm like, yeah, I have to play that. Because I think it's a lot of where musically she's coming from. A lot of witchy and piratey and strong visuals in her songs. Really enjoy those. And so coming up next, we're going to switch gears into Shauna Carmody's work. She's also another woman who really had strong influence around Boston, mostly for the band that she was in called The Swirlies, who I rarely meet anyone outside of the States who have any clue who they are, or even in the States, frankly. But Shauna also had her own band a little bit later, and she's had several, but I'm going to play a couple of tracks off her Syrup USA 7-inches, and then I'm going to go head into some Swirlies tracks as well. So we'll start off with, I think we'll go with the 7-inch. I haven't done this in a couple of decades, so fingers crossed this works. This is from the Teen Death 7-inch. This is Syrup USA and Teen Death.
Thank you.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM on digital and online. 3CR Radical Radio.
The sounds of feedback and squealing and squirreling of analog technology is definitely one of those key signature sounds of the grunge or indie movement of the Boston scene, but generally the 90s. That was the Swirlies and their remix of their song Pancake, called House of Pancake. I think, that's a good name for it. That was Shauna Carmody singing those last three tracks. We had The Joy of House of Pancake from Swirlies, and then onto her own solo act, Syrup USA, and I forgot how good they were. We started out with the 7-inch of Teen Death, and I was going to play a little bit of Mysterious Dog in the middle because I was trying to, I'm dealing with one CD player here, so it's like, okay, I'll just play another 7-inch, but I abandoned that, and we listened to Thrill Fit off the Syrup USA album, and it's called, the album's called All Over the Land. It came out, I think, 96, and we heard the track Thrill Fit. It's about Catherine the Great, with lyrics such as, hoist yourself up and I will love you. Her guitar playing is just so crunchy, you know, really 90s crunchy guitars. It reminds me a lot of The Clouds, but on top of that, of course, she's got these divine, beautiful vocals. I think a lot of twee bands out there would have killed to sound like Shauna. Before that, that was the whole bracket. I'm juggling a little because I don't want to use CD 2. I'm only using CD player 1, which means that I'm sort of stalling and talking at the same time. But I have got the next track up. I'm going to play you a few tracks from the band The Swirlies. This is from their 1996 album. It's got a very long name. They spent their wild youthful days in the glittering world of the salons. That's the name of the album. And I'm going to play for you track number 5, which is San Cristobal de las Casas, and another track later. This is, so if my number one band of all time was Belly with their album Star, then my number 2 album of all time is this, I'll just call it They Spent Their Wild Youthful Days, Swirlies album. It's out on Tang. You can now get a hold of all Swirlies stuff just about on Bandcamp. And I was reading their Bandcamp, but Bandcamp itself does reviews sometimes of bands. And they called them the greatest shoegazer band of all time, which was a little shocking. I would have put them more in line with like Sonic Youth, a lot of dissonance and guitars, which you haven't heard so much of yet. We're going to get into that in the next track coming up. But yeah, they somehow get that like bliss along with the crazy Sonic Youth style dissonance all into the same record, and a whole lot of sampling and synths and weirdness in the background as well. So I hope you enjoy. This is San Cristobal de las Casas.
Don't
From the Swellies, of their They Spent Their Wild Youthful Days album. And thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun doing the show. I've just hit eject on the CD I was about to play. We've got Hot Damn Tamale coming up at 7, and we're so close. We're nearly there. So I'm just going to head out with a track that most people should know. This is the Pixies' Wave of Mutilation, but it's off the Pump Up the Volume soundtrack. That was the film with Christian Slater about pirate radio. Played a hell of a lot of great tracks. It's a great soundtrack if you can get your hands on it. So going out with this, thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.